Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Evans takes first base on ball four. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Black. Rice moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into right field. Clark picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Reed moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs is hit by the pitch. Marty Barrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tingley hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ziavella hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Burks moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burks moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavello misplays the ball. That's an error on Zavella. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boggs is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barrett is 0-2 in the game. Barrett bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Cerrone moves to third. Boggs moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Cerrone scores. Boggs scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell is 0-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Rice is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Castillo is 0-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reed is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Reed reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cerrone is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boggs is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Benzinger now playing first base. Ron Tingley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tingley is 0-1 in the game. Tingley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reed is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Terry Francona pinch hits for Ron Tingley. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Lampkin now catching. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Evans is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Boggs scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Brad Havens now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell is 0-for-4 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Burks reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rod Allen pinch hits for Paul Zavella. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.